This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. Whittier Elementary School in Southeast Albuquerque is making a comeback. In 2017, the state designated it as among the worst of the, quote, failing schools. The district's plan to turn things around at Whittier included increased staffing and afternoon extracurricular time called Genius Hour. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton visited one Genius Hour recently when the drama club presented its play.
Are you nervous?
Kind of.
Like in a fun way?
Yeah.
It's Daniel Herrera's first performance. The show is Sideways Stories from Wayside School. He has a small but important speaking role as the builder who accidentally built the school sideways like a skyscraper.
It was only supposed to be one story high with 30 classrooms. Instead, it's 30 stories high with one classroom in each story.
After the play, I spoke with Chris Gallegos, the father of twin fourth-grade girls at Whittier. He likes that the school day now ends at 4 instead of 2:30. This way, his daughters do most of their homework before they come home.
You know, trying to make dinner, getting the kids all situated with their homeworks and having to answer questions from three of them. And so it's been a lot helpful on my part as far as a parent, that they get to do their homework at school, and when they have questions, teacher's right there.
They do have a longer day, they do have a longer year, and it has translated to about a $12,000 bump in pay for our teachers.
Kim Fink is the new principal at Whittier. She's done school turnarounds before, but she says never with the amount of extra money that this state-required plan has brought in.
Just being able to have extra personnel, extra time with my staff. We have professional development every single morning, so we get to sit down and talk about our issues and actually collaborate and work on them.
She says in just the first half of the school year, the number of students scoring on grade level in math went up by 15%. Fink says she resisted pressure from the state to get rid of teachers in the turnaround process. Instead, she's trying to make sure everyone at Whittier has the knowledge and support they need to do their jobs well.
There's been a lot of teacher blaming, I feel, across the state. It's not what it is. It's about systems. Our job in administration is to provide fertile ground to help people be successful.
The plan is for Fink to stay at Whittier for 3 years. And when she leaves, the changes are meant to stick. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
The state last week upgraded Whittier Elementary School from its bottom tier designation. Learn more at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.